Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, my delegation wishes to extend our appreciation to Germany and Lebanon on their excellent work as the coordinator on international cooperation and assistance. I would like to take this opportunity to highlight the synergistic efforts of our international partnership on the excellent progress we have made in implementing the Cluster Munition Convention in the LAPDR. Our journey with the CCM has been fortified by the generous support from numerous bilateral and multilateral donors who have provided both financial and technical assistance. For 2022 to 2023, we have gratefully received approximately $62 million from friendly countries such as Canada, Ireland, Japan, Luxembourg, New Zealand, Norway, Republic of Korea, United Kingdom, and the US. However, the magnitude of the contamination we face continue to challenge our UXO program implementation. The support, though significant, does not fully meet the scope of contamination and its consequential impact. Thus, we acknowledge the need to diversify our strategy for awareness and fundraising. In this connection, we express our gratitude for the exemplary coordination by Germany and Lebanon, which enable us to have deeper dialogue supporting international cooperation and assistance for the fully implementation of the CCM Convention. Notably, this year, Lao delegation composed of regulatory body had the opportunity to have a bilateral visit to Lebanon for exchanging best practices in line with implementing the Lausanne Action Plan. Mr. President, apart from partnership with donor countries, we have been working closely with NGOs, namely Halo Trust, Humanity Inclusion, JMS, MAC, NPA, and World Education in conducting UXO clearance and providing assistance to victims and their families across affected country provinces in the Lao PDR. In addition, we are pleased to announce that our global community has shown immense solidarity in our UXO My Action program by maintaining the support and also pledge to amplify their assistance to the Lao PDR through the national operator UXO Lao and various NGOs, which in 2023 we signed new MOU receiving new funding assistance from the government of Japan. In this regard, we would like to express our heartfelt appreciation to our country and organization for continued extend assistance to us. We firmly believe that international cooperation is not merely an option, it is the bedrock of our endeavor. It is through this global unity that we mobilize resources and provide assistance to those in contaminated areas. We therefore call upon our country and development partners to bolster international cooperation and increase assistance to affected territories to ensure that lives are safeguarded from the UXO. Our collective action today will shape the safety, security of our global community tomorrow. I thank you, Mr. President.